The Non-Experts Podcast is produced by Rock Opera Studios.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
I'm Romero.
And I'm Chris.
The world we live in is weird, and you're liable to get lost without someone to guide you through it.
Unfortunately, we aren't those people. Join us each episode as we share the strange, bizarre, and downright unnecessary in an attempt to better understand the world around us.
And say whatever we want along the way.
Because this is the Non-Experts Podcast. Welcome to another bonus episode. Look at that. That's insane. So we debuted another segment last week called History's Weird. And I wanted to do another one because these are actually kind of funny. Yeah. And it's interesting to see, you know, what people were thinking, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, almost 100 years ago. So this one in particular, they did not give what publication this was in, but it was in Cincinnati in February of 1911. That was more than 100 years ago. That's crazy. Anyway.
Wow.
Basically, this was a anti-kissing campaign. I will just read. This is the actual, like, article content. So, the World Health Organization is waging a bitter war against kissing, arguing that the practice is a menace to health. They were very COVID-friendly back then.
They were really thinking of people's health.
Yeah. The president of the organization, Mrs. Imogen Recton, says that, for instance, the germs of consumption are spread by kissing. The organization, The organization has had buttons with the word "kiss not" printed therein, which signify that the wearer is a member of the organization and absolutely refuses to impress his lips against another's. It's like, you know, I voted, but according to Ms. Recton, she says, the work of the World Health Organization is to show the people that the health of our nation demands that we protect ourselves. Do not kiss sick people. That should just be a shirt. Do not kiss sick people. In the case of smallpox, the disease shows quickly after infection has taken place, but in consumption, it does not. Therefore, do not kiss anyone. You are not sure by looking at a person whether he has consumption or not. Like COVID. Wow. He may not know it himself. Sometimes he's able to attend to his regular duties till the last. If with the expenditure of $30 million was spent last year to conquer consumption, to say nothing of the heartaches of the loved ones gone, wow, this is hitting deep, gone forever, we could say we are now rid of the disease, then the crusade against it would die a natural death. But with all this expenditure, we are still in the midst of it. We must be more active, more earnest, and go to the source of the supply and stop passing the disease from one to another with our mouths.
This is really weird.
This is like Twilight Zone, like that's chilling.
If Miss Recton was alive today, she would be like, she told you no kissing. This is how we got here.
She would turn and say, "Not on my watch." Yes,
that's what I was about to do. I love that you knew that was the perfect moment.
Further, the last little bit here says, the pledge of the organization reads as follows. In order to encourage good health and lessen the spread of consumption, I desire to join the World Health Organization and hereby pledge myself to discourage the custom of kissing on the lips. Excuse me. Whenever it is in my power. Here's the weird thing. The World Health Organization did not exist until 1948. So either this
is just like a little fan club before then.
I was going to say, this has to be like some sort of like little, you know, band of misfits trying to rid the world of kissing.
No more kissing.
Right. Yeah. That definitely is a weird one.
My thing is like, what was 1911 like? The reason you had to tell people stop kissing each other? Like, were you all just kissing people in the streets? Because to my knowledge, most people is like on the lips. It's usually just your significant other.
Right. Yeah.
Or I don't know, maybe if you're into hookup culture, then But even then, it's not like you're walking around kissing right. everybody on the lips. I don't know. Maybe things were very different 100 years ago. Who knows?
Apparently.
Anyway, a lot of what she said remains to be true.
Yes.
No, you might not be able to tell if that person has something.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not even know it themselves. So you be careful. Keep your distance. And don't kiss anybody. Understood?
I'm just laughing at this point.
That's all we got for this week's bonus episode.
Enjoy. We'll see you next week on the next episode of the Not Expensive Podcast.